Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode
71
of Batmania 66. Today's episode is called The Zodiac Crimes. It's not about Ted Cruz at all.
Mm-mm.
Nope, not even a little. Today, actually, we have a special guest villain. It's just Holly and me. We have no special guest
villain.
I thought
you were calling me a special guest villain. I'm like, I think I'm our normal guest villain.
No, you're a super villain of the mundane. And I have already discussed this.
Yeah, I am.
Do you want to tell your whale joke before we get started?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
If you want to hear my whale joke, you can email us.
She'll send you a custom audio clip of the whale joke.
Yeah.
Sorry, dying.
Yeah, Ben's dying.
Today's guest villain is the Joker.
The Joker!
But we also have
a super special guest villain!
Yes, not just a regular guest villain or a regular special guest villain, but an extra special guest villain.
Yeah.
We has the Penguin.
Pengy, if you will.
Yes.
Which I won't.
Joker will.
I know, that's a note. This is all he refers to him as.
When our episode begins, Chief O'Hara and Commissioner...
If you didn't know that he was called the Penguin before this episode, you would just think he was called Pengy based on this episode.
Batman calls him Penguin.
Damn it, Ben.
When the episode begins, Chief O'Hara and Commissioner Gordon are lovingly viewing their rare art map that is exquisitely labeled to show them all the pieces of rare art that are around in Gotham City. Rare art map. They're talking about their wonderful rare art map and how it's going to help them make sure that no criminal steals any rare art.
Ben?
Yes?
How is that going to make sure the criminals don't steal their rare art?
Because then they will know where to put police officers? Question mark?
I don't know.
Makes perfect sense to me.
This all feels suspect to me.
Joker is sitting on their windowsill, and Chief O'Hara shouts, "What are you not doing behind bars?" And he says, "Don't worry about bars, look to the stars," and then something about Venus and Mars. I don't remember what the last part was.
He said, "Take a look."
It's in a book?
It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
But he explains, after setting up a force field rod that floats in midair.
Yeah. Because of magic, of astrology.
Yeah. Astro magic. And he tells them that he's going to commit 12... Sorry, go ahead.
Nothing. No, no, never mind. It's awful. It's
so... Does he use Astro Glide for his astro magic? Is that what
it wasn't even that clever.
Oh, sorry.
Is astro magic what happens when you don't have bad poops after eating Taco Bell? That was what I thought was. It was a poop joke.
No, okay. Well, I guess Astro Glide would have been kind of a poop shoot joke.
Truth.
Where were we? We were
Astro Magic.
Joker.
I feel like that should be how we get ourselves back on track from here on out.
uses his force field to steal the rare art map, and then with Venus's help gets on a lowered rope ladder and flies away on a helicopter.
Venus is his Gal Friday.
Yes.
Breaking things.
Venus is his fire. What's your desire? I'm your Venus.
No, I got it. I just didn't think it was funny.
Fair enough.
Actually, it was funny, Ben.
You don't have to humor me.
I don't say that to humor you.
Then Joker... Oh, Joker flies away. And
then the Batmobile tries to chase him, but it can't. Because it lost the wheel.
I'm going to save that for later.
But no, I got it.
But I think this is a three-parter, so I'll have two more chances to weed it in.
No, I already did it. You can't do it now. I stole it from you.
You stole nothing. Mm. they get away. Chief O'Hara and Commissioner Gordon get right on the phone. And we cut to Stately Wayne Manor, where... Oh, I'm sorry. We actually have the credits now. And then we cut to...
Nope.
No, really?
Nope, it's the world's longest open.
Oh, okay. We cut to Stately Wayne Manor, where Dick Grayson is practicing his sousaphone. What?
That's a trombone.
No.
What is it?
No, my darling. That's a sousaphone.
The sousaphone goes around you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. I confused them. You're right.
Yes.
So, I'm so used to people being wrong about that I happen to be wrong about it this time. That's weird.
Developed by John Philip Sousa specifically so he could use tubas in marching bands. It is a wearable tuba.
That's right, because my dad played the sousaphone, not the tuba.
Yeah, it's really the same thing, but you wear one and you hold the other.
Well, they're shaped completely different, though.
Yes, correct. And so...
So they're not the same thing.
Well, they are, because they make the same sounds and they play the same parts.
But they're shaped completely different.
Yeah, but...
Oh!
That was your stupid alarm going off.
That is time to pill the dog.
You're gonna pill the dog? That mean feed it a pill or feed it to something as if it were a pill?
Hold on. That says pull.
Sousaphone. So the bat phone is ringing.
There was a missed opportunity. Go ahead. Sorry. I'll tell you when the missed opportunity happened.
Dick Grayson is practicing his sousaphone. Alfred comes in, tries to whisper that the bat phone is going off, and then starts to shout it just as Dick stops playing and, you know, plays it off expertly by going, that phone, sir.
Yeah.
And then they get up and they go into the study. Dick Grayson's still wearing his sousaphone. And Batman picks up the phone.
Okay, so the missed opportunity is Robin should have played the boom, 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 boom.
The walking music?
Yeah.
Okay.
As Batman.
They get told that it's the Joker. I forgot what Commissioner Gordon's... alliteration was, but he used a 3M alliteration.
I missed it.
They jump to the bat poles. Oh, and Robin, in trying to get out of his sousaphone, says it's like trying to get away from an octopus.
It's like trying to get away from an octopus. Yeah. 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 Yep.
I don't know.
I have never tried to get away from an octopus.
Well, I imagine that trying to get away from an octopus would be more difficult. Because maybe they're less heavy, but they've got suckers and they stick to you. This, we just lift up and move.
Yeah. That feels easier.
Yeah, it's way... I have removed myself from a sousaphone on several occasions. Mm-hmm. It's quite a bit easier.
Right. But Dick Grayson...
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, I think he's got a bright future with the Gotham PD. I'm just saying.
Unless he's the mastermind behind everything.
Especially if he's the mastermind behind everything. Oh, it goes deep, man. I felt dirty. That was dirty.
Yeah.
That was real dirty.
Yeah, it feels dirty when it goes deep.
I didn't mean it.
They jump down the bat poles. Now we get the credits.
Oh, I saw the bat. Oh, yeah. Okay, now we get the credits.
You saw the bat what?
Mobile moving. Remember how I always, my big problem with the Batmobile right. Drives in one way, and then when they go to leave, it's always facing the other way.
You saw the turntable.
Saw that it was actually turning, and yeah. I was really excited about that.
Yeah, well, they couldn't do that without justifying it. That would just be ridiculous.
Right.
So the Batmobile moves.
I liked the idea in my head, which was Alfred would have to go and turn it around.
In like a 4-point turn?
Yeah. Yeah. He's moving the bat computer.
Batman explains to the baffled Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara that the floating wand was used by magnets and a rheostat to work with the magnetic field in the girders inside the building.
Because that's totally a thing?
That's how that works.
Okay.
To make that work, the magnet inside the rod would have had to have been so powerful that it would have attracted every piece of metal in that office to it.
Yeah.
And possibly ripped out Chief O'Hara's pacemaker.
Oh, no. Does he have a pacemaker?
I assume so.
Oh, no.
Batman then finds a two-way radio bug.
Cleverly concealed.
Yeah. Stuck to the side of the desk.
The outside!
Yeah. Yeah, just a big circular speaker grill stuck on the outside of a desk.
I don't think we get to call that cleverly concealed. I feel like this is giving the Joker too much credit.
Or not enough. The Joker's trying really hard.
He is trying really
and
hard.
And Batman knew he was listening. It was the Joker's participation trophy.
Yeah.
It's like, aww. He did really good work. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
The Joker then taunts Batman and destroys the bug remotely, which then starts spitting flames. And Batman takes out a little squirt gun and puts out the flames. Did you not? So
I completely missed that.
He pulls a little squirt gun out of his utility belt and just kind of sprays the side of the desk.
Like,
and the fire goes
like
out.
Like a bad kitty?
Yeah. A bad kitty.
You think he uses that on Catwoman?
Dick.
Grayson?
Yeah. That too. And, but the liquor store guy.
He knew.
We cut to Penguin's lair. Joker's lair.
Right.
And Joker is explaining.
Wait. They decide that Ram for the Zodiac.
The person in the Zodiac. Rare art map. Is Ram. We then see Joker in Joker's lair, and Joker is explaining that with his Zodiac crimes, he'll make enough money to get what he finally wants, which is control over Gotham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. I buy it.
Cool. And they then get a package, which cost them
$2,300-something.
Yep. And Joker's just like, pay the man. Joker has $2,300 in petty cash?
What? One of Joker's
henchmen.
How many did he have this time? They were all named after planets.
Yeah, so 9 he would have had.
Did he have 9?
I think so.
Well, and a woman. It's just 8 and a woman. But did they have an Earth, or what is... I don't understand how that works.
I don't think they had an Earth. Maybe it was 7.
I think it was 7 and a
woman.
But
I like how you do that. It's like, no, you don't have 5 fingers on your hand. You have 4 fingers and a thumb.
Well, she's not a henchman.
She's a hench person.
She's a hench lady.
All of your labeling.
My gender roles.
Your cis normal LGBTQFM. HIV, wow, sorry. Whoa, that was Freudian.
Hi, Holly McKay.
Send your hate mail to Bono, care of Julie Taymor. Bono on the Edge.
No. Care of Julie Taymor. Wait, no, it's to Julie Taymor, care of Bono on the edge.
There we go.
It's been a long time since we did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't said anything that offensive in a little while.
Do you remember when I sent you mail?
Uh-huh. Which was awesome.
And I get a text message with the envelope and said, did you do this?
Uh-huh.
No, Ben. Someone figured out your address.
It's not that hard. It's 555.
America Way?
Fake Drive Street.
Anywho, so... $2,300. One of his henchmen... Just has that on his person.
Yeah.
I don't have that on my person. I was just in Vegas and didn't have that on my person.
You could have. You shake your moneymaker.
No. Just got propositioned by a prostitute.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he cute?
No. She was, though.
What'd she look like?
He said a little blonde thing.
Ah.
And she said he went to a bachelor party, and then he was coming down the escalator. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and she realizes there's someone behind her, and she goes, how's your night? And he goes, good. She goes, you look tired. He goes, I am tired. And she's like, do you need someone to tuck you in?
Wow.
And like, no, you got a squish-faced girlfriend at the hotel who would not be pleased.
He called you a squish face?
No, that was my... Because when you've seen me sleep, my face gets all squish.
I've seen you sleep.
I know. I've
seen you sleep a lot.
A lot.
Remember that one time when you told me you had cameras in my bedroom?
And then I told you what color your sheets were?
Yeah, you creeped me the hell out. So they open up the box, and Venus, the henchwoman, says, what's so important that you'd pay... blah, 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 dollars.
$2,000 is all she said.
Yeah. And they open up the box, and it's the penguin.
It's my penguin in a box.
And Joker calls him Pengy immediately.
Not you too, Joker, calling penguin Pengy.
Yeah, well, it's a term of endearment.
I don't like it.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
They then call... Batman?
Or... They call the commissioner's office.
That's right. They call the commissioner's
office. And Batman has a hunch that it's for him.
Right. And he gives them the clue. Joker gives them the clue. Taurus the Bull is next on my show. And soon you'll be singing a song of woe.
Right.
And they figure out he doesn't really mean Taurus the Bull. Right. He means the twins.
Because they're singers that are twins.
Yes.
That everyone's talking about all the time.
Oh, yeah. So they go to, and we see Joker,
Ben's dying.
Joker and Penguin preparing, and Joker goes, if my calculations are right, they will have jumped to the wrong conclusion. And...
What if they didn't? What if they were at, like, a bull, like...
Then everything's ruined. Mm. They get to, yes?
I just got Yahtzee.
Sorry. This is how much dedication Holly has to the podcast, everybody.
This was not a great episode, Ben. This should have been much better because it was Joker and Penguin, and it was... I only have 3/4 of a page in notes.
So you're perturbed at Pengy then? Yay, now she's mad at me. Joker is asking Penguin, are you ready to go? And he's like, do you know what you're doing? And Penguin says, yes. Meanwhile, Venus and one of the henchmen are getting into their Donnie and Marie wigs. And
yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And getting ready to impersonate the twins. Were they actually the twins?
I didn't know.
Because they never show us the twins like getting knocked out or replaced.
Or that they're even necessarily.
But anyway, the Batman and Robin get to the twins' concert rehearsal. And there's a record player playing in the background, playing their songs, and Robin immediately starts dancing the Froog.
Okay, but here's the thing, Ben. You know how to make GIFs now?
Uh-huh.
I need a favor.
I can make it happen. It seems like every episode now, there's at least one thing where I look at
it. Okay, well, that cat...
Probably need a GIF.
That Aunt Harriet cat one is...
On point?
Gold! It is freaking gold.
Oh, yeah. Well... Sometimes you just got to dance at the camera.
Aggressively.
Aggressively. Robin does the Froog. And they're dancing the Froog.
I don't know what that means.
That's the dance that Robin was doing. The hands up and down.
Like the Johnny Bravo dance?
Yeah. It's that. And then you do the fake dive where you hold your nose. And
yeah.
That's the Froog.
I did not know this.
Yeah. So he's dancing the Froog.
Why do you know this?
I'm 90.
You're not 90, Ben. You're 34, 3?
Yeah, one of those is correct.
3.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, because you're only 2 years. You're only 6 years older than me.
Right.
Right.
6 years with 4 years experience.
Yeah.
And they, dancing the Froog, they get... gassed by the band.
Yeah, with their guitars that shot gas.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Because Penguin jumps out, and they're like, so we told you were in trouble, and the twins are like, nah, suckers. And they use their gas guitars, and...
And Batman and Robin are like, Penguin, Pengy, what are you doing here?
Right. And then they run after
them. They were confused because it was supposed to be the Joker.
And they run after them. At some point, they grab Venus's wig. And they end up on a ladder truck, and I don't quite know how.
They followed Penguin, and it was tilted down.
Got it.
So Penguin got in the down part, and then as he got on it, they lifted it up.
I see.
And Batman and Robin jumped onto the flatbed part of the truck.
Got it. Okay. So...
That probably required some of the visual that I did just now. So if you don't understand, email me and I'll draw you a picture and send it.
Penguin then hooks himself onto a banner that's conveniently on the street and lets Batman and Robin get driven away.
I'm really glad that wasn't electric. That could have been...
He would have gone back to 1985.
Forward to 1985.
Well, not... Well, from his perspective.
Yeah.
But from our perspective... He would have gone back to the future.
No.
Don't you think that movie would have been so much better with Burgess Meredith as Marty?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Just waddling through 1955.
He waddled all over the place. And his gloves were furry again, which makes me happy.
Can I take a look at your furry glove?
I don't have furry gloves. I'm not the Penguin.
Oh. Are you sure?
Oh my God, Ben! I forgot to tell you.
Okay.
I saw the shittiest Robin, Street Robin, in Vegas, and I almost paid him the $5 to take a picture to send to you. It was almost worth it, because I'm not sure where he was from.
Okay.
South America, though.
God.
And he had a mustache.
Did you see 80s gay Robin?
I don't...
Because I've shown you the picture of 70s gay Catwoman, right?
Yeah.
For those of you...
He didn't strike me. He just struck me as...
He better not have.
He struck me as, like... It wasn't 70s gay Robin. That Robin's suit fits better, first of all, because this gotcha. Was... saggy, and he wasn't wearing tights, which I understand, it's the desert, but...
Tights in the Desert is my name in my memoir.
I think I could make a lot of money as Girl Robin in Vegas doing that.
You'd have to do a lot more than that.
No, I wouldn't. Just stand on the street being cute?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you'd get offered a lot more to do a lot more.
Did they want me to go do the... What did you call that dance?
The Frug?
The Frug.
No, but they may want you to slide down a bat pole.
I mean, if it's up to code.
It'll be up to something. anyway.
It's not the twins humans. It's not
the twins humans?
It's not the human twins.
Oh, right. We find... Right, it's not the human... Right. It's not the twins that they're after. It is the twin diamonds, which, by the way, use the exact same logo as the twin singers.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I did notice that. They had the font set and didn't change it when they made that label.
I thought they were going to tie it back together.
Like Ben, no. That was never an option.
But I wanted it.
It was never an option.
Twins use the same logo. Somehow... The Joker has completely disguised himself by putting on a cowboy hat.
Yeah. I was surprised it was the Joker.
I don't believe you.
You shouldn't. I'm lying.
I would have felt, had I been a
Joker... It was too small of a cowboy hat, too. It was like a little kid's howdy-doody cowboy hat.
Do you think the kid... It was the kid from the kid from the...
The Shame.
Comeback Shame? Yeah.
Probably.
He's hooking up with the Joker now?
What? That guy, that kid, we knew that kid's name at one point.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was. Little Jimmy McGuffin. And they,
Red herring.
They decide to buy the diamonds for $250,000 each.
No, for the pair.
For the pair? Oh, okay.
Which actually is a really good deal.
Yeah. And... They ask, are these your only two security guards, who they call police officers? the guy says yes, and the Joker, as his means of escape, says, let me grab my money from my briefcase. And he opens it up, and then there's a box inside that says Joker's Jumping Beans in the same font that says the twins.
Yeah.
With the same border font. And the same block. Yeah. And then the security guards and the owner of the jewelry store are completely stumped by non-explosive, non-knockout jumping beans.
They jumped at them, Ben. They were being assaulted.
By beans.
Yeah.
Pretty sure if you or I were assaulted by beans, it wouldn't slow us down that much.
I guess we'll have to run some experiments.
Yes.
Can we run some experiments?
Yes, we can absolutely run some
experiments. How do we make jumping beans like those ones?
Jumping beans are actually...
a worm inside a thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are different.
Well, they were... I mean, jumping beans don't actually jump like that. Those were...
That's what I mean. How do we make those? Because those are Joker jumping beans.
I don't know.
We have to run this experiment proper.
You know what? When we have... Adam Savage from Mythbusters on, we'll figure it out.
I'll write him a letter.
Yeah. Dear... Close personal friends. You used to live in San Francisco, so you knew each other.
Yeah, everyone in San Francisco knows each other.
That's how cities work.
Yeah.
Yeah. excuse me. Batman and Robin are back in the Batcave.
You should have brought some water or something. Do you want some water?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Batman and Robin are back in the Batcave. And they decide that the way they're going to be able to find where Joker and Penguin and the twins went is by analyzing the wig they found. And they do that, strangely enough, by sticking it to the front of the computer.
It's so cool how that works.
It's amazing. And they find out that the wig is 98% human hair and 2% the finest silk lining. And they decide that there's only one place in Gotham that has wigs that nice, and it's Harry's Hair Lair.
Yep.
So they ask... So they say that Harry is friends with Bruce Wayne. So
he'll just call him and see if he can get the address. And yeah. Guess what? He did.
Yeah.
And he got the address, but we didn't have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, thank you.
I thought at first he meant the address to Harry's Hair Lair. And I'm like, you know where the... just phone book. But they go. And... I forgot the note that women are dumb.
Because they're influenced by men.
Yeah. They're good at heart. They just get steered wrong.
Yeah, by men.
Men.
Well, men are awful, and women are stupid.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're not stupid. They're just, you know, easily led.
Mm-hmm.
And they go immediately to Joker's lair. And they meet up with Venus there, and they're like, come on, Venus, we know you're just an easily led astray woman, so rat out your friends.
Yeah, like you do.
And she's like, no, I don't want to. And Batman goes, well, at least you have some standards, you dirty slut.
Even though they're the wrong standards.
Yeah. Well, you don't agree with me, therefore you're wrong.
You dumb broad.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yep.
Excuse me. So Venus then says, okay, I don't know what they're planning, but I know where they're planning it. And they go to an opera concert where Leo Crustacean is singing.
Oh, yeah.
And my note here is...
Which also I read as Crustacean.
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 And they go back. First of all, Leo is singing some weird song in English. He's not singing an opera song.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to what he was doing.
I couldn't follow it, but it was in English. Joker's gone back to the opera. He apparently has a thing for opera.
Yep.
Hey, I'm going to feed them.
And where are we? The first thing that happens is Batman and Robin run into the wings, and Penguin starts cutting down sandbags to try and knock them out.
Yeah.
Solid plan?
Yeah. If they ran in a straight line back, it would have been easier.
Yeah. or stopped dodging. Which, you know what? I would say normally, well, yes, somebody would dodge a sandbag. But there have been so many times in this show where Batman and Robin should have dodged something, could have dodged something, and chose not to.
Yeah.
That I accept that as a reasonable plan from Joker and Penguin.
No, I agree.
Like, they're going to stand there for at least a good 10 seconds once they see that coming. We can just drop it on them. They dodge it. And then we start our onomatopoeia fight between Penguin, Joker, and our thugs.
Flop, oof, zam, bop, zowie.
And then at the end of the fight, Batman and Robin take the spears that have inexplicably shown up. Joker and Venus get away with Leo Crustacean.
Yeah.
Crustacean.
Crustacean.
And Batman and Robin spear the Penguin to the wall.
Yeah. Which I thought they were going to kill him for a second.
They should have. But Joker then Penguin then immediately flips on the Joker. And
oh, yeah.
Tells him where to go next. And it is... Oh, no. So it gives them the next crime. Or, no, flips on the Joker. We see them go back to police headquarters. They're trying to figure out what the Virgo the Virgin crime could be. They actually say the word virgin, which I was pretty surprised by.
They said it earlier.
And they figure out it must be something at the Gotham Museum. And we cut to the Gotham Museum where they're going to beat the Joker there so they can catch him in the act.
Too bad Joker's been there for frickin' days.
Yeah, but I will say, the museum looked more museum-like than I think any museum ever has in this show.
Except for the Wax Museum, because it looked identical to the Wax Museum.
Oh, you're right. You're right. But I actually felt like aside from the fact that none of the statues were labeled still... Like, the only thing that doesn't get labeled is stuff that would have a label. Should be labeled,
yeah.
I actually felt like it was an actual exhibit as opposed to one or two things in an empty room.
Agreed.
We then have... The Joker pops out and says, haha, I've been here forever. And it's not 2 against 2. It's 7 against 2.
He pops out with Uranus.
Yes.
Which I made sure to point out. They're also wearing sweater vests with labels.
Yes.
And the cabbie hats.
And most of the statues come to life with spears of their own. Mm-hmm. We have our second onomatopoeia fight in this episode.
Clunk, bronk, zap, sock, zlop again, and oof again.
So Batman and Robin hold their own. And at the end of the fight, the Joker goes, ha ha, but you didn't notice my hidden ally or something like that. And it's Venus, who's been standing there as a statue. She then throws knockout glitter on them.
Yeah. Also, I want knockout glitter.
Well, you are a knockout when you wear glitter.
Thanks, Ben.
So, knockout glitter. Then Batman and Robin are tied to what looks like a stone star chart.
Yeah.
With an eight-ton meteorite mm-hmm. above them.
It's being held up by a rope.
Yep. And the Joker and Venus is just like, hey, can't we just, like, spare our vanquished foe and not kill him?
Not kill them?
And
they're like, ha, you've gone soft.
Yep. Joker just tells them they're going to be dead by dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a deadite from Army of Darkness.
Right.
And he then starts a thermite reaction in the planet Saturn. In the planetary model above them. So when Saturn swings by
when
the
rope. When he comes back around, you know.
Oh, yeah. When it swings by the rope, it's going to kill Batman and Robin.
Robin.
Just like that one time that happened to Ditka. And they start the model in the solar system. And, my note on when Saturn comes around is Saturn squish.
Yeah.
So they're about to get Saturn squished,
mm-hmm.
and Batman and Robin are in certain doom. Joker tells the henchmen, take Venus with us, she'll get her criminal instincts back.
Yeah, when you get her away from dreamy Batman.
Yeah, and that's the end of the episode. Batman and Robin are certain to die.
Yep.
If you want to, you can reach us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
and Gmail.
And Gmail. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Batmania66. You can find us on the Gmails if you email batmania66mail@gmail.com.
Are you checking that?
Yeah, it's on my phone. So if people email, I get it. Go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes or Podomatic if you're enjoying the show. And we'll see you guys next week for episode 72, The Joker's Hard Times. Same bat time, same bat channel.